Today, mom to mom chat, or grandmom to mom, or grandmom to grandma, chat about what we're planning to do. The series is coming up. Welcome back, everybody. This series is that right? Anyway, that's the only way I can make it hearable that there is more than one series coming up. Okay, so that's what I want to tell you. But I'm going to start with the rant. What happened last night? I was out at a Christmas party for a political group. And not everybody's on the same page politically or religiously, but, you know, more than in subgroups. And we were standing around, several random people, and a little lady came up and said to the man who was sort of holding court, probably some elected official, and she said, you know, we still just don't know about COVID, and I that was too much for me. I said, yes, we know. We absolutely do know. And if you want information, I have a lot of it to give to you. She kept on with this thesis. No, we still don't know. Lots of people don't know, she said. I said, just because they refuse to learn doesn't mean that we don't know the facts. She said, no, Fauci still says, CNN still says, I said, and they've lost all credibility and tried to tell her about the Pfizer case that's going on right now in Beaumont, because that's Texas, and since we live not far from there, I thought maybe that, because I could give her the pleading, I think it's astonishing that I have it, but I do, and, you know, on and on. I could have gone on, but no, she just wasn't listening, and she cut me off at every point. I said, if you let me, I'll send you, what's factual is peer-reviewed journals, and I'll be happy to send you. I have lots of information. And the conversation before she spoke up was, when did you know, when did you know? I thought, when did I know? Well, I knew at the Diamond Princess, because I know statistics, right? And one of the, he's running for office. He said, oh, well, I knew in January because I was in the military. So, anyway, back to this woman who was insisting that we still don't know. And I was insisting that we do, and I would be to give her some information. She was not interested in getting information. She didn't even want to hear my argument, let alone my evidence. And I was offering to send her good evidence. Finally, I said, there is a very big difference between questions of judgment, by which I meant opinion, and facts, questions of fact. She just walked away. So she did not want to know. Now, I'm not going to talk to you anything about COVID here. I've kept that off. I have been suppressed. My numbers have been suppressed greatly. Haven't been kicked off anything because I've been careful or not broadcasting on those channels, but I have consulted some folks and they said, yeah, you're Christian, you've been suppressed, yes. So they're going to try to help me. I want you to help me. Tell people who you know who would benefit from this broadcast. Share, like, subscribe. Anyway, I was trying to give her information. I was trying to tell her that there is a way to know. And I finally said, and I can also help you figure out how to sort out truth claims. She just walked away. So, yes, you will not know if you do not want to know. But anyway, so I am going to do a series on how to tell what is truth and how to think better and how to navigate when you have strenuous truth claims that are lying. Just because people lie doesn't mean that we don't know what the truth is. You need to be able to sort out what is a lie. You need to be able to sort out what is an emotional appeal that has no evidence versus maybe a boringly stated appeal that has logic and evidence in it. So this is exactly what is not being taught in our schools, certainly not in our government schools, and likely not in most Christian schools. So I am going to do a series on this, how to have better thinking skills, which will include how to sort out truth from non-truth, opinion from fact, and logical fallacies from actual logic. So that will be an upcoming series in the new year. Also, I want to do another series on nutrition. I myself have thought, well, I need to go back and look at some of this. And I just pulled off a book off of my shelf from an author whose books I have read and whose podcasts I have followed, but apparently I've never read this book. And I'm going to change all of my diet and go back to this. So I was doing it sort of a per man's version, and it makes a big difference. And to really understand it and to do it correctly. And so as I age, I'm going, I'm eating less. Why am I getting my little belly? I'm aging, and we didn't think we were going to do that. So looking again to the diet, and so hopefully I can share some things with you, which both the garbage that we have become accustomed to eating and also some newer science about what is optimal nutrition, which will help us at every age. So poor school performance, we might not know why, but it might be not good brain firing, right? The dendrites and so forth, not good myelin sheathing in the brain. It might be toxins that we're experiencing, so that as young adults, we're not optimally thinking. And certainly as we age, we have a toxic load, and Dr. Ted Edwards told us that. So maybe I will begin the series with replaying Dr. Ted Edwards' interview for us. And then maybe we're not sleeping. We definitely want to do an episode on sleep. So that's another series. And then a third series I've been meaning to do, I was even meaning to do it this fall, is on the Bible and healing. I very much believe in miraculous healer. But I also very much believe that the Creator knew what he was doing. And so I don't see an opposition between healthy nutrition and health, you know, health measures and faith. On quite the contrary, I think they work together. And this is not something that I hear anybody else talking about. Not anybody else. I suppose Dr. Kohlberg believes in healing, but his healing ministry is based in science. But he does talk about the Bible, so he may be an exception. Jordan Rubin may be an exception. Again, he has a doctorate in nutrition, so that's what he talks about, but I believe he believes in healing. But he doesn't talk so much about miraculous healing. But you think of people like Benny Hinn. Benny Hinn's ministry was miraculous healing, but he does believe in health measures. And in fact, has a book or two, and at one time sold a product or two that were related to that. Anyway, I'm going to push that big. Meaning, I very much want to encourage mothers to believe in faith for miraculous healing for their children, and also for healing for their children, but also to take health measures. If you are a mother, then it is part of your gifts and callings, at least your calling, to provide a healthful environment and good nutrition, as well as education, for your children. So, and for your husband, and in cooperation with your husband, for your children. So I do not see any kind of opposition. And in fact, I think we should have conversations together. Now, some churches may not wish to do this, because it's controversial, because it's a whole new skill set. But I do wish the general embracement of health. And so while particular measures may be different for different people, okay, and this may be beyond the ken of a pastor. He doesn't know what kind of diet to prescribe to various people. Okay, fine. But just know that healthy living is a part of spiritual living, and vice versa, certainly. The health gurus know and will encourage things, even if they're not necessarily within our particular doctrinal view. They do know. You know, it's hard to find a health guru who doesn't say, oh yes, well, you should involve yourself in spirituality. Okay? So these things come together. And I have said, and I hope I am famous for saying, eat food like God made it. Eat food like God made it. You can't go very wrong, and you can't get very big if you're eating food like God made it. Now, that becomes more of a challenge when most of our food is from the commercial system. And, oh, hallelujah, well sent. So we have some new people who are engaging in a cooperative, well, what do I want to say, farming. So CSAs is a kind of this new wave of farming, but more natural farming and sales at a smaller level. And of national note, since I'm talking about this national note, Amos Miller. Amos Miller is an Amish farmer. Many Amish farmers will sell their produce and their livestock and so forth. But Amos Miller was more, or is more successful at doing that, and so has become a target of the government and is represented by a constitutional lawyer named Robert Barnes, who has partnered with attorney litigator who has become a journalist, and therefore I know about it, but I'm sure there's many things I don't know about. But Amos Miller's case I have heard about. He is an Amish farmer who has been targeted. So his standards for food are more like God made it. And the FDA wants to persecute him and prosecute him because he doesn't use their standards. But his customers are satisfied, so hands off. I think this is questionable in terms of the Constitution. Like, who said the government could control what we eat and put in our bodies? No, that's not what the Constitution says. It says all rights, not all duties. We have the rights. All the rights are retained with the people or the states, and a few enumerated powers are given to the government. And this has been entirely forgotten by the administrative state, which seems to be a fourth unelected and more powerful branch of government. But that's a whole nother story, right? So the federal agencies have become their own legislative branch, enforcement branch, and judicial branch, none of which is constitutional whatsoever. I don't know. Is civics lessons part of homeschooling? Yes. I don't know what that has to do with learning disabilities. But maybe some philosophical discussion and direct teaching is in order. Not simply because the government schools don't do it or do it badly, but because so often the learning disabled student or the student with any kind of school difficulty is spending so much time with their difficulties, they're not getting the nuances that they ought to be getting. For instance, if you're dyslexic and you're spending extra time decoding, you may be missing some of the higher order thinking skills that are supposed to be grokked with your comprehension, but they're not, because you're struggling with decoding, you know, just reading the words, and so you're not getting some of the bigger picture. Or maybe you're struggling so much with schoolwork that you're not getting enough social, and therefore some of the big picture. So some of this big picture we as mother educators need to be teaching directly. Okay, so at least three series that I know about. Okay, so the health, the thinking skills, and Bible. Okay, now I have some of this, I believe, available, not just in older episodes, but in product. But I always think, well, surely I'm going to run out of things to talk about, because these things don't change. But yes, we learn more things, and no, I haven't run out of things to talk about. But I may run out of time. So you very much need to make available to yourself what is already recorded. Particularly, I want to draw your attention to the process, the full enchilada, that is now recorded and for sale. You can go and get a full enchilada at Brain Balance and pay $86,000 or more. And you should, if you've got $86,000 laying around. But for those of you who don't, or maybe who want to take a first step, you ought to buy my year process. And it will talk about, look at the food. We'll talk about, look at the exercise. We'll talk about, look at some assessments, and look at how you might deliver the education, what we think of as schooling, and what else you might. So it's a process, so you can work through. There's a task every month, okay? So I strongly urge you to get that product. How much would you have to pay if you got a human being to be your consultant with us? $86,000 at Brain Balance. I don't know, if you had 2 hours of my time every week, specifically for your child, you would still be running into thousands. So you've got this now recorded. Okay, I recorded it this year. This has not been available before. And I strongly encourage you. So go to the website, overcominglearningproblems.org. Go to the shop tab, and you can buy it online and download it immediately. Okay? Do that, please. And tell people who need it about it. Okay? So maybe you're a grandmother listening, and you need to tell your son and daughter-in-law or whatever. Do that, please. And also check out what else I have. Okay? One thing that I often have to tell people about, they are complaining of colds, flus, virus, whatever. Life Extension has a list of supplements, everything is over the counter, that they say is the atom bomb to all viral things. Now, I didn't have my box when I had COVID, but my guess is that what I did know helped a lot. And I did have some garlic around. Okay, so if you can get to that article and some explanation about it, if you go to the website, overcominglearningproblems.org, go to the For Gran tab and scroll down. Now, Lost Herbs has just put out an article that they would say is nature's antibiotic. And this is a kitchen blend, ginger, honey, etc. Sounds good to me, and I will put that link up. Probably that is going to be your go-to for your children and yourself, for your ordinary garden variety of colds and stuff. I remember my mother go-to would give us this antihistamine. It tasted terrible. It was glopped up with sugar. It was purple. We had that all the time. It could not have helped our health. But it was an antihistamine. An antihistamine and a decongestant. Oh, great. Why do I say, oh, great? Well, because you can't possibly need both. Anyway, I can't believe she did that. But that was a long time ago, and the doctors gave it to her. Well, we know better now. Okay, so I'm going to put a link up that, but for something big. Now, the reason that I paid attention to this article when I read it in the Life Extension magazine, and I'm not promoting Life Extension necessarily. They're a supplement house. Okay, but I paid attention because I had a very bad flu, probably the worst ever in my life. I was cleaning a very dirty house, mousy house, and I probably had H1N1. Anyway, I had several really painful days of a flu. And, did my home remedies and, of course, survived quite nicely, but not comfortably. And so when I saw this article, I went out and I bought all those things and I put it in a box and I keep it in my cupboard so that if I ever feel something coming on that's bad, I will do it. Well, okay, so I'm going to put that link. It's all available for you on the website. So, there you go. My plans for the future. My admonitions to you. Get the process. If you have a child who is struggling with their schoolwork, get that product for very little compared to getting a consultant of some sort, a professional with their own. And don't think that the doctors know. So, I think doctors like the FBI have lost most credibility, and the FDA and the CDC, etc. Okay? But I hope that God has gained more credibility. And I'm not saying never go to a doctor, but you are the mother. So you take responsibility for mother-level health, please. Okay. And any doctor would suggest a good protocol. And I've heard doctors say, oh, I wish I knew more about that. Because they were instructed, if not brainwashed, by commercial interest. Don't you know? They didn't study nutrition. They certainly didn't study complementary medicine, most of them. And then you heard Dr. Ted Edwards, who's one of the most respected in this metro area. He practices with somebody who has an ND, a nutritional doctor. Okay, so I think we can all agree that we go up in the protocol. If we have good nutrition and then we have good herbal kinds of complementary medicine, maybe we won't have to reach for the big guns. And there is a reason why medicine has the symbol that it does. Yeah? Okay. So, I wish you a wonderful and happy Hanukkah or Christmas as you celebrate whatever you celebrate. Remember this. The God, the great creator, made this world out of love. He made human beings to be his family, to be a family of love. And no matter how fallen, no matter how broken, this was the original intent. And then God intervened as Redeemer and came even as a little baby. Taught us first in the Passover sacrifice and so many prophecies. And then came and taught us as a man. And he taught us about love. And the first place that we ought to be reflecting that love is our family. And in our holidays. And it's a wonderful calling to be a mother. It's a wonderful calling to be a mother or a father because we have the calling, the task, the duty to reflect the love of God to our children. So I wish that for you in this holiday season. May you bask in the light of the love of God, both in the natural creation and in the redemption history and in the redemptive redemption tell us? So we're going forward to more revelation of God's redemption and glory. Glory to glory. Okay, so blessings to you. May you and your offspring be taught of the Lord, and your shalom, your total well-being, shine forth in this season and every other. Amen.
For more information, log on to overcominglearningproblems.org. overcominglearningproblems.org. Let me say here just real quick that I do have now a whole process, a good protocol to go through to be sure that you can address your children's problem. 12 episodes with lots of bonuses at greatshalom.org. Just look for the menu that says shop. Also have a book called Learn at Home for Great Shalom. It's soup to nuts to figure out what your specific child needs and what method to deliver, what content. It's mostly about your child's needs and the methods, and you should go through all of that before you choose a curriculum. Don't just go replicate public or Christian school. Do not do that. Do not just go and get the curriculum that worked for somebody else. Find out what your child needs and what delivery method works for them. And then you can go shopping. Learn at Home for Great Shalom. You can go to the website and click through, or you can go directly to, I think it's at lulu.com, L-U-L-U.com. And you can get it either in electronic or paperback format. They'll print it and send it to you. Celebrate the
victory. Please let me mention to you my books that you might want to consider giving as a Christmas gift, maybe even to yourself. So you know I have a book on homeschooling. It's really a homeschooling methodology book. Well, what does that mean? That means it's an overarching discussion of the homeschool philosophies and homeschool curricula and everything you need to consider to be sure that you're covering everything and not merely reproducing schooling as it is, and particularly so that you can address any special learning needs. So there's a homeschooling book called Learn at Home for Great Shalom. Then there is a book called How to Win the Game of School, and this is written for my junior college level students, but it might be quite appropriate for your Christian junior high schooler or for somebody who's maybe having trouble in high school. I think you'll find that's a great book, How to Win the Game of School. And then for college students, Christian students who are going off to college, Don't Lose Your Faith in College, Loose It. And it will tell you the kinds of challenges that you will find in academia that is typically hostile to Christianity, let's be honest, and how to meet those in an academically reputable way, because you don't want to have to hide in the corner because you have faith, and this is not necessary, nor is it a good witness. But you also don't want just to be battered down, so get my book. Don't Lose Your Faith in College, rather Loose It. Then I have two Bible study books, great for personal study, but also turnkey studies for instance, for a women's group. One is Contend, which is about how to pray for your children. And the other one is Legacy, which is really a parenting book, but it's not parenting like you've ever seen. It's really, are you leaving a legacy of faith for your children? And it's not just preachy. You'll find it's a great book to gather around the table, read the scripture, consider your life, and pray together. So I think you'll enjoy them. They're both tested in a real study. So you may get these either by going to my website, www.greatshalom.org, and clicking through, or you can go directly to the company that prints them for me, which is Lulu. So you can go to www.lulu.com. But by all means, come to my website and see the resources that are for you there. Copies of the audio cast, documents that are little prayer guides for free, and blogs and many other things. You may participate in the blogs. So come to www.greatshalom.org. www.great, like great, and shalom, shalom.org. We'll see you there.